Much rather do van life. What were you doing in this?
Wind your neck in.
Pre-programmed by God.
Base Wi-Fi.
Yorkies for lads.
You want another one. Do it with a tape measure.
New responsibilities.
Clean the windows.
That looks fancy.
Bugger!
Do you have your Mac doing like security updates on the reg for itself? Or?
Yeah, I just let it do it. Because my Mac never goes off. My Mac's like turned on constantly.
Oh, yeah, turned on, is he?
That a Smith song?
Constantly fiddling with its knob.
There is a Mac that never turns off.
I'm touching him on his pads. Yeah. Why is LB all orange?
I actually don't know. This is stressing me out a bit.
Your whole bedroom, your whole studio room, loft room is orange. Yeah. It literally looks like
we're looking at you through
fashioned,
like
sepia.
Like an old-fashioned security camera that we're looking at.
Yeah, if you change the frame, can you do a little sort of like Charlie Chaplin dance? I know that's more black and white, but...
Have you got some sort of like G Suite open or one of them sort of naughty apps that like...
All my apps open in dark mode pretty much. Everything on my computer.
See, I have just recently upgraded my Mac and it said, do you want to do dark mode? So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do a little twist and go dark mode.
Yeah.
But I was trying to write an email this morning and it was black text on the black,
grey.
And I was like, oh God, this is really straining my eyes.
Yeah, that's a bit too much. But now sometimes like, if someone's like, hey, check this email, and I look at their Gmail screen, oh, bloody hell, so bright. And now, even at work today, one of the systems we use at work, I have mine all in dark mode. He was like, can you just come and do this for a second? I was like, no, I can't, because I don't even know what I'm looking at. It's all...
it's quite sharp.
Yeah. Come on, LB, then you're fixing it.
I'm trying to work. I don't know if I've just pulled on the plug a little bit.
What's your background?
My background is a very orange background. Like, is it better now?
Well, there you go. So, no.
No.
It's still the whole room is orange. Have you tried, like, white balance? Hold a piece of paper.
Well, my monitor's 34 inches, and I've just holding up my emails, which is a big white screen.
No, but I mean, hold it up to your up to the camera.
What about a white milk bottle?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, it might do it. No, it hasn't.
For a second there, I thought.
Was it just the one milk bottle you've got?
I've got a fresh orange in this milk bottle now. I don't know what's up there.
Right, we'll get on with the podcast then. It's nice though, my screen does look good. Rich has got a kind of tinge of green
purple
going on.
Yeah,
you've got the orange and I've got
purple. And it's just bust.
I'm in the Matrix, mate. I've got that sort of washed out horrible green colour.
But saying that, my background is purple, like my bedroom looks purple, but I have got purple on the screen as well. Right, let's bloody get started. Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the Babbling Bell brothers, Luke and Rich. You can hear them. They're both there live in your ears. How are we doing, boys?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah. LB's blue, dabba dee dabba, not blue, he's orange, abba boo, orange, abba doo boo, not much rhymes with orange.
Dabba dee ba da da.
What we've been up to? What's going on? How's the studio? Have you had a man in your house yet?
No, he's coming tomorrow.
Oh, we can look forward to that next week.
He's fucking coming tomorrow.
I've had to order way too much cable for way too much money.
Yeah, but it's pricey stuff. And you said you were getting the one with Ethernet in it as well.
Yeah. And as the crow flies, the studio's not very far away from the house, but the route I want the cable to go...
You don't want to have to dig a whole channel.
it adds up the zigzag route.
Yeah, it does.
This absolute naughty route I've took this cable on.
Have you sort of already sort of unraveled it and put it kind of out, laid it a bit?
Oh, no, he's got the cable. Do it with a tape measure.
All right.
Fair enough. I was like, I well over-egged it the first time because I didn't know how much cable was. So I just thought, I'll just stick an extra 10 metres on. And then that, do you know what I mean? And then it's like, well, safe. And I was like, bloody hell, I better remeasure that.
Yeah, let's get it down to the millimetre, yeah?
Yeah.
Might as well be accurate. Measure twice, all that.
Plug sockets outside.
So have you been in the studio much?
Yeah, so I was doing a bit more work on it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I had a last little couple of fiddly bits of insulation to fit. Mm-hmm. So I did them.
Has the whole family been in there?
Oh, yeah, at one point or another.
Yeah.
And then I, sad as this might sound, I cleaned the windows because obviously when I put the double glazing in, I was whacking it with a white mallet, so it was all proper scuffed.
Yeah, and there'd just be dust around from all the moving of stuff.
Yeah, so I sorted all that out so it's ready for this chap to come.
Rich Bell's cleaning windows.
Yeah. So I said I was amazing at the beginning. I sort of lied. I just got carried away with being back on the pod. I've really fucking hurt my foot, like really, really badly.
What'd you do to it?
I'm hobbling.
Is it an injury?
So it is an injury. And initially, like last week, I couldn't figure out how I'd done it. Like I was like, bloody hell, my foot hurts, like really hurts. And it sort of started to get better. And then yesterday, I like proper forgot about it and ran up me outside stairs and rolled over on that foot. Ooh. And oh my God, overnight, mate, I woke up and I was like, chat, I woke up. I was like,
is an 8-year-old man. Or is it all internal?
Yes. Yeah, internal. It's a bit swollen at the top, but I remember I kicked the metal bed frame a couple of weeks ago. And that is the culprit.
Right.
So yeah, but it's bloody hell, it hurts.
Have you now gone and put some padding around the metal bed frame?
No.
Yeah. I went to jump on a bed the other day. I was a bit too excited and then I was stood at the bottom. Forgot that there was a little wooden barrier at the bottom, the foot rest thing. Just jumped straight into it. And quite the bruise on the knee, right on my kneecap. LB, any injuries?
Just a bit of a sniffle at the moment.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Carry on, Rich. He's fine.
The old stub toe or like kicking your foot is such a weird sensation because it's almost, you know, it's going to hurt before you get the pain. I think you get like a brief second of like, oh no.
Or is it because it's such a shock impact pain?
Yeah.
Like if you didn't know it was coming, it's, I don't know, like some sort of childbirth thing. It makes your brain forget about it. So for a split second, you sort of go into time travel mode. The same thing, like when you have a car accident and you sort of time actually slows down. Your adrenaline kicks in that quick that you, I don't know, something happens. I ain't a doctor.
And the other thing I was going to mention to you boys in the pod, because I know you've both been fans of in the past. I was listening to some random playlist today on the old Spotify, and there was a tune on it by a band, I don't know who it was.
Okay.
Do you know when it's just on like radio thing and it's long gone from whatever I set it off playing? And the band said some lyrics that remind me of lyrics from said band I'm about to mention.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I haven't listened to them in ages. I want to listen to it. And I put it on and like maybe 2 seconds into the first song, I was like, I need to turn this up so loud. And I literally, from the minute I put it on, sang every word to every song, like for the full length of the album.
Yeah. I do know what? I've been doing this a lot lately, full on having just a random nostalgic hit, thinking of a song, and then end up putting on the whole album and just sitting and enjoying it, loving it.
So much so, I've actually bought this album on vinyl straight after doing it.
Oh, right, come on then. What are you giving us? Not the song you heard that reminded you of it. Why don't you tell us that?
Should I just
give
you the title of the album?
No, give us the random song first that was on Spotify.
I don't know. I don't know even
do you
know,
how
do, I would
get do you
back
remember
to
the
that.
Lyric? What was the lyric that perked your ears?
It was something about getting in.
Getting in. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, go on then. What's the album?
So the album is "Make Up the Breakdown" by Old Hot Hot Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in or get out.
Get in or get out. Okay, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is an album you turn up loud and go for it.
Yeah, and I was just like doing a presentation for work and I literally, it got me so in the zone as well and I was just like, having such a blast, like singing along.
Oh man, that's sweet. I remember seeing them live once at a Reading festival, and the guy I was with, we were stood at the back. He was like falling asleep, completely leant up against one of the barriers, falling asleep to hot heat. I was just like, that's mad, because I was bopping away.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I don't know whether it is just I listen to albums a lot more, like circa early 2000s.
Yeah.
Every track's a banger, man. I know them all. Like, I don't know the last time I listened to that album, like years ago, definitely. And it's just weird how.
Yeah, there's a lot more albums, full albums, complete albums from that time period. That's it. Yeah. I was buying them, consuming them.
But like, I couldn't yesterday, if somebody said, can you just write out a Vader by Hot Hot Heat, write the lyrics out, I wouldn't have been able to. But
if someone gave you two of the chords, like the ching ching, there you go.
I was just away for it. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
And that's
it. Yeah. But
it's a 20 year old album.
Yeah. Which also, they've literally just released it.
Oh, so the vinyl you got is a re-release?
Yeah, it's like a super cool, like, a luminous banana yellow.
Ooh.
And it only came out like this year, so I was like, holy shit.
Because they were one of them bands that broke from America but really hit it off here, as in they stuck around, played here all the time, got into the scene. I listened to an interview with one of them on a podcast recently. It was quite good.
Yes.
Sweet, man. Yeah, always good for a nostalgic music hit. Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's my little, have you listened to it?
Have you heard it? Well, I've got something exciting that happened to me this week. I went on a coach trip. Not like one of the coach trip off the telly. Just, I got on a coach. I just thought I'd try out instead of the train. Little coach trip.
Oh, yeah.
First one I get on. I didn't have a seat booked, just, you know, I had a ticket, particular seat. It was like an extra £2 to choose a seat, and I was like, look, I'm going to end up next to someone, fuck it. The coach was half empty. The first seat that I came to that was free had, let's say, you have the seat, and you know on a bus usually then you've got a seat right in front of it. It didn't have that set of seats, all the seats in front of that. So I basically had 6 foot of leg room all to myself, and it was lovely. But it came at a price, because the driver came up and spoke to me. It was like on an airplane. It was the emergency exit door. And he said, look, that's the hammer. If we need to, can I trust you to smash the window? I was like, fuck yeah, mate.
Got me practice now.
Yes, you can. Then I got on my next connecting coach, go to the back of the bus, exactly the same thing. Another big giant gap next to the same seat. And I thought, I wonder if he's going to come up. He did. He came up and said, would you mind it if in an emergency, are you trustworthy? I was like, yeah, mate, let's do it.
let's do it.
You crash if you have to. If there's an emergency, just go for it. I've got you. So yeah, that was quite fun. Didn't happen. Didn't have to use my new responsibilities, but I'll always be trying to get them seats in future. I'm even thinking £2 extra, book one of them ones.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I've still been eating my Easter eggs. Oh yes, boys. I got a deformed one. And I think most people would probably enjoy this, because basically it's where they've obviously had the tap on for too long, filled it up with a bit too much chocolate. So there's a big giant lump, a big horrible lump of chocolate, which, you know, it's good. I love chocolate. But the idea of me buying these bloody eggs is because I like the thin, crispy, snappable chocolate. Otherwise I would have just bought a bloody bar of chocolate. So I'm going to send it back to Mr. Cadbury. Try and get myself a little lifetime supply.
I just want to let you know that one of your workers needs the sack, because he's used 2 eggs worth of chocolate in 1 egg.
So I thought I'd be honest, trustworthy, send it back.
I've got the resume from the bus driver.
Yeah. Yours sincerely, Stephen Snitch Hemmings.
Well, we'll see how it happens, if they even write back. Thing is, I don't actually want to send it. I'm just going to send a photo of it, because I want to eat it. I want to eat it.
Don't worry, Mr. Cadbury. It's still in the fridge.
Have you seen, once again, more new snacks that are out on the market? Okay. Everyone loves a gold bar, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had one probably for 20 years, but I remember them. They were good. They're now doing a gold bar billions wafer. And basically, it's just a Kit Kat Chunky. But gold
rebranded.
Bar. Rebranded. Oh. That's just their new thing. So Kit Kat had Kit Kat and then Kit Kat Chunky. They've got now the gold bar billions. Haven't tried one yet, but I bloody will soon. As soon as I see one. And when I was looking for it, because obviously then comparing it to the Kit Kat Chunky, I can't remember if we ever mentioned this on the pod. I'm sure we have. I missed out on Senses. Kit Kat Senses.
Yeah, yeah. The old Sense, yeah.
Yeah. I think they were heavily marketed towards females at the time. Is that right? Like the girly chocolate bar.
Yorkies for lads. Senses for women.
Yeah, that's what they used to do. Yeah. Like Flight. Flight would be for a woman, or a Flake was for a woman. A woman.
I don't know why.
Well, yeah, I missed out on Kit Kat Senses. Was it just more filling, like a flavoured filling or something? Strawberry filling?
Your Kit Kat Sense?
Yeah. You're all there saying you used to
be. I've never had one.
And it was actually your mum. It was your mum.
Hazelnut Crunch. Oh, no, they were like little bloody...
like the mix-ups.
These are class. They're sort of like a bit like a box of celebrations.
Yeah, but you've got like strawberry ones, caramel. Yeah, I remember these.
Mocha, hazelnut, chocolate, cookies and cream, and caramel.
Yeah, I missed out.
They were sound.
Aye, aye, aye.
They just didn't penetrate the market well enough.
I've got another snacky that I've actually got here in person that I've been eating. You recognise the tin from distance. It's a Pringle.
Yeah.
Roast chicken.
It is Pringle.
Rosemary.
Roast chicken and rosemary. Multigrain. So not only is it not a white Pringle, it's a multigrain. It is roast chicken. I've never seen a chicken flavoured Pringle before.
It's got less salt as well.
Yeah.
And they're not potato.
You can't tell. Yeah, I guess they are. But to be honest, you can't tell the difference. If you close your eyes, it's a Pringle. And it's chicken flavour, and I like chicken.
Bucka! I was listening to something a couple of weeks ago. About the bliss point. Did I mention the
bliss
that to
point?
You?
No, what's bliss? Maybe.
So it was on this thing about people making snacks.
Yeah.
And when they're like prototyping the multi-grain Pringle or a Kit Kat Sense,
yeah,
they have something called the bliss point.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Which is essentially achieving something so satisfying that you're at bliss.
So like, when they're like, oh my God, it needs another gram of flavour. It needs another gram of flavour. Now right, it's okay. At bliss point.
Yeah. And what they do is they make their food below the bliss point.
Right.
So that you want another one. Okay. Because if you hit the bliss point, you're like, I've got it. That's it. I can walk away. I'm in heaven.
So even your favourite food isn't as good as should be.
No, and they design it to the bliss point and then go back so that you're wanting just that little bit more.
Okay. Is this a fully recognised thing in the food industry?
Yeah. I completely fucking disagree with this bliss point bullshit. You know, sometimes when you have I've had an olive, I can eat one, but I definitely don't want another one.
But that's natural. an olive is natural. It has a bliss point pre-programmed by God himself.
Well, there'd be some other food that I could eat with one and go, Ferrero Rocher didn't get the bliss point for me, then I could have one.
Nah, they never hit my bliss points. Or really rich food in a restaurant, they probably do hit the bliss point because they want you to go, fuck me, that was amazing, and tell your
friends. It says the bliss point is the amount of ingredients such as salt, sugar, or fat which optimizes deliciousness in the formulation of food products. Pioneer work and the bliss point were carried out in American marketing, where there's neither little too much or not too much. It's just right, and the body considers it perfect. And then they aim for just below the bliss point to get you wanting more.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bring on the bliss. It's just, I've been thinking about it quite a lot when I eat a Pringle. I'm like, give us another one. It's like, God damn, just release the bliss point version.
See, I used to work in a crisp factory, and one of my friends was a flavour pourer, where he literally poured flavour onto the crisps.
Yeah.
And if I had said to him, make me a bliss bag, will you? Make me a little bag of bliss, mate. Just put in another little sprinkle.
I swear I don't recall in the Steve Jobs list the fucking crisp factory
It's been on there.
Add it to the list.
It's been on.
You come home, you like empty your trainers, shake out all the crispy crumbs.
What were you doing in this crisp factory? Taste testing.
Fuck knows, man. Bagging. I had a clipboard. I had a clipboard and a white coat.
Did you have air net?
Checking numbers. Saying, hey, did you watch out? You nearly hit the bliss point there, mate. Come back a notch. Come back a notch.
What are you doing? Wind your neck in.
Assault them though next time.
Yeah.
Go easy on the bliss.
I was planning on doing a quiz, okay? A Mr. Man quiz, Mr. Men quiz. I don't know how much you guys know or like Mr. Men.
No bump.
Or think bump you do cool. From a childhood.
Recently.
Ah, well, Rich has probably got an advantage here. So basically, I was just going to do a quiz straight up, but then I thought, you know what? Why not introduce a little bit of homework as well? Okay, I'm going to do a Mr. Men quiz next week. You boys, go and do just a little bit of homework. Learn a bit about Mr. Men. Look at some of what they look like. That sort of thing. Rich has already got some.
He's got some copies.
But yeah, I'll do a little section on it next week. I think there's an anniversary coming up.
Did you just give something like away in the fact that Mr. Ladies, Mrs. Men?
No. Mrs. Men as well. But let's say the quiz will be more focused on Mr. Men.
Just checking.
Maybe one or two Mrs. Men things. But anyway, I've got something else. I've got something else interactive if you fancy it, lads.
Go for it.
Yeah, he's on board. It's only a bloody news shelp. News help.
Here you go. RB's favourites.
I can see RB's got all the answers. Something that's just been announced. A grand voyage. Something maybe you guys are interested in. Let's see. While many of us tend to look forward to the odd weekend away, if we're lucky, a two-week trip off somewhere nice, one C company, that's the letter C, but also the clue is C, one C company is offering a much more long-term solution to our travel blues. What do you reckon the C stands for? No, not coach. You're on the right lines, though, a form of transport.
Canoes?
Not canoe. Sound that rhymes with it. As in, I thought you said it for a second. Come on, Rich.
No idea.
Cruise.
Cruise.
A cruise company is offering a great long-term solution. Okay. L at C Cruises. What do you reckon, L? L at C.
Life.
Yeah. Life at C Cruises are giving C exactly what it says on the tip.
Customers.
Yes. LB's good at this. They've got the world's first cruise to go all around the world. There's just one catch, though. You have to book for the full 3 years. It will set you back the cost of an OBF. An OBF.
Bloody fortune.
You know what? Pretty much. A one-bedroom flat. Following the events of the P. We don't like talking about the P.
Pandemic.
Past.
Couple of years. Yes, always pandemic. It's clear that the work from home revolution is well established in many workplaces. Employees now able to work remotely. So travel companies are starting to catch on thinking, let's get people on board. Their tagline is, break the R, renew your life and explore new H. So what do you reckon? Break the R.
Routine.
Yep. Renew your life and explore new H.
Heights.
Not quite.
Horizons.
Yes. The trip promises customers the chance to cover over 130,000 miles across all how many continents? How many continents are there?
42.
What?
14.
What? Rich, any idea how many continents are there? Getting closer, though.
9.
Even closer.
8.
Even closer still.
7.
Yes.
Seven.
Yeah. North America, South America, Asia, Australia, Europe.
I'm bad with continents.
Up top, down below. And they go into 135 countries as well. It can accommodate office duties from anywhere in the world with ultra-fast S Wi-Fi. What's the famous...
Super fast.
S Wi-Fi. No. Wi-Fi in the news the last few years.
Space Wi-Fi?
What's You're that space right Wi-Fi lines. Called?
Yeah, what is it called?
Work from anywhere Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Elon Musk's Starlink.
Starlink, that's the one.
Starlink Wi-Fi.
Space Wi-Fi is better. Why didn't you call it
It
that?
Is. Space-Fi. Or sci-fi Wi-Fi. 14 offices, a business library, relaxing lounge, cafe, swimming pool, gym, all that stuff. Making money at sea has never been easier. With the T benefits of an international residence. T benefits. No.
Time.
No. Tax benefits of international residence. It means you may keep more than of what you earn. Because you're, you know.
At sea.
You're out on international waters. Keep all your money.
I know, but spend it all on fucking Celine Dion tributes.
Yeah, and cocktails. Well, I mean, it's all inclusive, isn't it? Prices start at how much per year, do you reckon?
A year on a boat.
Yeah.
On a life at sea boat.
A year on a cruise.
Say it was $1,000 a month. That's 12 grand.
Yeah.
All inclusive. I'm going to say...
I mean, that's pretty cheap, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
that
like that's my minimum of like... It's going to be at least 12 grand.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going to go with 32,000.
Ooh. Rich, any advances?
40.
The cheapest tickets are 25 grand a year. They're the cheapest. Ooh. Loads of A are included.
Amenities?
Yes, amenities. With the price, such as all essentials, a world-class local cuisine, washfold laundry, entertainment, all that. You can also invite F&F for F.
Friends and family for free.
Yes, you can. The ship accommodates up to how many passengers? How many people do you reckon you're living with for 3 years? Is it going to be like a street? Is it like a town?
The whole ship?
Yep. How many people live with you for 3 years?
300.
Oof. Rich.
30 passengers.
Just 30. That's just a yacht.
On a cruise.
Private yacht. This is
exclusive. 1,074.
So just try and think, like, on your street, how many houses are there? Say if there's average two or three people in the houses. How many people are on your street?
It's 53 houses on my street.
Yeah. So 53 times 350, 200 maybe, people. It's not that many. It's a lot of streets on the cruise. That's how I like to work things
just
out.
Just wait a minute. Friends and family can come for free.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, they're probably only allowed to stay like 4 nights at a time or something. Yeah,
like where are they getting fucking picked up from?
Well, when they get from a port, when like cruises always stop off places, don't they?
Some cruises.
I don't think they literally go out, park it in the middle of the ocean. Say, right, see you in 3 years. Come and visit if you want, it's free. You have to swim.
Would you do it? Would you do it for 25 Would grand a year?
That's the question. That's what I want to ask.
As Rich Bell has worked from anywhere, do you reckon you could do that?
What, work on a cruise?
Just raising a family.
I've heard that they're like breeding ground for just colds and flu. Like all the time, lots of people get sick on them.
But you could, it's because they're all mingling. They're all doing activities together. If you were to just stay in your own little.
Yeah, apartment. 25 grand a year to just sit in this little room.
Wow.
It does not interest me in the slightest.
If you made
whatsoever.
A million grand a year.
A million grand.
You wouldn't
I
even
wouldn't
notice
be working
it, would
from
you?
Nowhere.
I wouldn't be on this.
You don't have to work if you're on the boat. You're allowed to just go and sit back.
It just doesn't seem like the fun bit of the holiday. Like just being on the journey the whole time.
I mean, I suppose if it's always going somewhere. Maybe it does sit park up for a month.
But you only get like in my mind, you only get like 20 minutes at each stop before you're like back on your way.
I must say, my mum, when I talk about like traveling around the world or stuff, my mum was like, oh yeah, I've been there. Like keeps naming places. She's like, oh yeah, I've been there. I was like, you were there for 20 minutes. You stepped off, went for a wee, and then got back on. But yeah, I know what you mean. I'm sure these ones, though, it's not about that. It's just about seeing the world a bit.
To me, they just look like a big, giant Victoria Centre on the ocean. I mean, sorry, Victoria Centre is the Nottingham's, yeah, like, a
Westfield
mall.
Westfield.
Yeah, they just look, yeah, exactly a Westfield on water.
Yeah, it basically is.
It's not my
a better thing. Westfield, one with, you know, a swimming pool and all that. Yeah, you wouldn't get me going on one anytime soon out of my own will. I wouldn't be booking a cruise.
I'd much rather do van life.
Yeah, my life is pretty good, man. Live life like me. That's what you should do.
Not Steve van life. Like,
yeah, van life in a van. Or what about a bit of canal life as well?
No, van life.
What's the sort of height on a narrow boat, though?
Not much height. You got to be sat
exactly
down a lot.
I don't think
I think maybe in another country. Are there many other countries that do canals like
you
that?
You can stand up straight on a canal boat.
Not me.
Is it going to, like,
not rich.
There's lots of under, like, loads of where your feet would be is underwater, innit?
Yeah, obviously.
Like, the hull of them's pretty big.
But I reckon they're 6 foot. And that's not the whole way, though, is it? You're still limited on leg room. Same as a caravan. Most caravans I've been in, sort of, I'm just squatting slightly. My knees are ever so slightly bent. Or my neck's turned to the side.
Average headroom is 6 foot six.
6'6"? Blimey. Saying that, though, still, again, I think it's only a very small space within it, so you're not, like, stretching, are you? You're not doing star jumps.
Not a lot of width.
Or if you want to put your arms above your head, you've got to sit down.
Ah, there it is.
But I suppose that sort of lifestyle, you're into getting on and off as well, and maybe cycling. You'd cycle up and down the...
Have you ever seen the... that canal... the Falkirk... wheel.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Don't think so.
It's like a crazy, like, modern lock. And it sort of looks like some out, like, theme park or something like that.
What's it called?
Falkirk Lock. Falkirk.
Is it in Falkirk?
Yeah.
Falkirk. Yeah. Ooh, bloody hell. That looks fancy.
It rotates, doesn't it, to allow one to get off and then goes back up because the canal above's higher than the water below.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that in, like, not like a school book or something, but I just remember thinking, that is so cool. But just you saying canal boat made me...
Thing is, it's not a free thing. Like, the normal canal locks are free, do it yourselves. That one, you've got to buy a ticket.
I bet, for the ride, mate. It's just pretty space age looking.
Let's see how much it is.
£12.
£14.50.
Inflation.
There isn't mini golf there, though.
There is mini golf. No, that's cool. Maybe one day we'll ride. Well, that's something nice you've shown me, and I've now seen it, but ever seen
it?
Anything else? Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
What have you been watching? LB, come on. I ask you every week, have you started Last of Us yet?
No.
Come on, mate. Only one more episode to go.
I know, and that's why I thought I'll just leave it.
I'll just wait for season two.
I'll just wait for the second season to come out, and then I'll binge it all as one big one. No, I do plan to watch it. I have tomorrow and Friday off on holiday.
Ooh.
I thought I could binge a bit late into the night, couldn't I? Like,
oh yeah,
do that. Oh, so I've saved that one. However, I have watched the new Mandalorian.
I was gonna say, has anyone watched Mando?
I've watched.
Is it coming out episodic?
Yes,
like every week.
It comes out.
So there's two out
every
so far.
Wednesday. It comes out today.
Right. Okay.
So I've watched the first one, and plan to watch the second one, and then I was gonna jump on the Last of Us after that.
Is Mando off to a good start?
Yeah, scene setting, I guess.
Yeah.
Third one.
Good.
Forgot how much I like the little tune of Mandalorian.
What, the little... It's
quite...
That one.
Space Cowboy.
Yeah, me and Poppy were dancing to that earlier.
Just quickly while you're saying that, have you got something to, like, tie Poppy to you? Do you often wear her? Or does Holly wear her?
Well, you've got, she's got like a little,
like a
backpack, front pack.
Yeah. Do you do that much? Like, yeah. Just when you're around the house doing things? Yeah.
Is she facing outwards on that front pack? Or is she facing inwards?
So they're not allowed, babies are not allowed to face outwards until they're 4 months. Yeah,
it's fucking trip them out, man. They think they're that tall. They're like, oh, but I can't feel my legs.
But it's to do with their neck.
Ah, okay, yeah, all right.
In case they tip one specific way, they have to have their head supported. But she hates facing inwards.
You're ugly mug.
No, she's just advancing really quickly and she can sit up and hold herself up. So she loves to be carried that way around.
Right, okay.
So she can see. Yeah. And she's just like, when you put this on, come on, mate.
I can't see anything, yeah.
I'm like, let's go the other way. It's well better that way. But we were, funny enough, LB, me and Poppy were, watching Mando and then dancing to the little tune.
So before I say something I have seen, I'll say something do you want to see. Have you seen the trailer for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I haven't.
I have not.
It looks really good.
Harry B told me that there was a trailer for a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Because obviously over the years since we loved it as kids, there's been different versions. I didn't watch any of the most recent CGI alien turtle ones. This is a cool animation style. When I first saw it, I was thinking of sort of like the Spider-Verse sort of thing. A new kind of visual thing that looks funky and sweet. All the voice acting was good. It seemed humorous and interesting. The cast is great. Check out the trailer because I think it's going to be a good one. I think it could be a return to something good for them turtles. And yeah. Rich, you've seen Last of Us. You're up to date.
Yes.
Only one more to go.
One more to go.
During the last episode, with all the that stuff, David stuff, LB does know. I was having so many flashbacks into the game with it. While I was watching it, I was playing it in my head. It felt great. It was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's such a good show. I have been watching the Scream movies. I can't remember if I mentioned last week that I'd started it. But I'm watching all the Screams, ready for when I go cinema on Saturday night to watch the new Scream.
Is there a new one out? Is there?
There is. It comes out pretty much now, I think. So I'm going to go and see it on Saturday night. I like a bit of Scream. It was the first sort of horror that I ever got into, even though it's not necessarily horror. I always avoided any horror movies. And then I eventually watched Scream and realized for the first time that often a lot of it's like slapstick. The killers are often clumsy. People are running away. There's lots of cheese. Lots of stinking cheese. And I like it. So, yeah. How are you? Have you seen all the Screams?
No, I don't think so. Only, like, probably 1, 2, 3, if that,
yeah.
I think.
I believe this one is 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Still got, like, whichever ones in the original cast are still alive. They're still in it. Which I think is quite good for any franchise to keep a lot of the originals. Makes it worthwhile to check up how they're doing, how they're surviving. Anyone seen much else? What you've been watching? Rich, are we?
I've watched absolutely nothing.
Wow. What have you been doing then? Video
playing
game?
Nick, haven't you?
Playing games, yeah.
Yeah, you've been having a retro sesh.
Yeah, I'm just playing Link to the Past.
Oh, yeah, you said you were doing the Zeldas. Yeah, nice, man.
Loving it.
Sweet.
Yeah, apart from Last of Us, I've not watched anything.
Yeah. Mandalorian, obviously.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but I've already mentioned that.
He said the dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Awesome. No, they're just the ones of what we watch, like, on the
Is Harry watching it?
Which?
Mando.
Yes, so Harry is trying to catch up to where each week where he's up to in The Last of Us. He's not played the game before.
Right. Oh, right.
So he plays up to where.
That's pretty good. The TV show. That's interesting. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's enjoying doing that. Mixing the two.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to overtake it because I think he's.
I wouldn't say he's like loyal to the show first, but he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
Nice.
How will people in the future enjoy it? The Last of Us. Oh, just one thing. I did mention it the other week on my one of Have You Seen It? I just wanted to know if you had seen it, Rich. Hudson Hawk. It's a Bruce Willis movie.
No, I have not seen Hudson Hawk.
I recommend it. It's low. It's a low scorer, but it's got some interesting things in it. Maybe give it a Hemo trailer. I recommend a Hemo trailer. Yes, yes.
So what brought this into the radar? It's at a 31%.
I was trying to do a bit of another cruise, like cruising all my cruise films.
All right, okay.
I was thinking, will it be good, Willis? Will it, Willis? And that one was it was all right, Willis. Maybe I'll watch another Willis film and let you know, will it be good, Willis?
Good Willie.
I guess that's it then, boys. Podcast ends here. You can all wait till next time. Blah-de-blah-de-blah, vhbbb.com. Bye.
Bye.